We both typed out our homilies today. I had heard through the grapevine that he likes to talk long, so.
Just me?
Just you.
That's right.
It's kind of nice being up there, though. I've always been the shorter priest. Much taller than you. That's why I weigh a lot more than you, so. It's great to be back home. I think as our first week kind of comes to an end, probably the most commonly asked question so far has been, how does it feel to be back at Christ the Redeemer? For those of you who have not yet met, my name is Father Mark, and I think it just feels great to be back home. I think what's in my heart today is just a lot of joy to see lots of familiar faces, to hear Julian up there again, and to hear all the gossip from the confessional before Mass. And so, y'all think I can't hear, but I'm in there. Just kidding. But just a lot of joy in my heart just to be with each of you. I look back on the last 2.5 years of my life, and two things that I never expected. I never expected a phone call to come and from Bishop Fobb and from the voice of the Lord that I'd be asked to leave. And I never thought I'd have the opportunity to stand before you again and be with you. So I think what's in my heart today is just a lot of joy to see a lot of familiar faces and to be in a place that feels like home. And so I think I'm just filled with a lot of joy to be back with you today.
Well, it was about a year ago when I was still hanging around here as a deacon. And a bunch of y'all said, hey, you're about to be a priest. And we only have one of those and we want two. So how about you come back and be another priest? And I said, no way. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, it will not happen. And you said, well, we can pray. All right, you pray. I would love to come back, but it ain't going to happen. And then in May or whatever, I got a phone call from the bishop, and he said, you're going to St. Francis. And I said, oh, well, that's great. And you see the people at Christ the Redeemer, I said, well, somebody was praying, and I'm glad that somebody was praying. It is so clear to me the way that God has moved to bring me back here, and I'm just happy to be here, and look forward to getting to know you, like, all over again.
Amen. Since we last saw each other, a lot has happened in your life, a lot has happened in Father Bryce's life, and my life, since I last saw you. I was commissioned by you, you might say. I was released by you to work with the bishop in strategic planning. And that's what most of my life has been like, is primarily been working with priests and with Bishop Fobb. And a lot of my life since I last saw you has been kind of traveling around from parishes to parishes and working with different pastors. Here's some fun things for you to know. Here's the fruits of you're allowing me in 2015 to follow the Lord. So here's some things that you help contribute to. We take a Mass count every October, and for the first time in the last 14 years, Mass attendance is up right now in the diocese as opposed to the count before. So for the last 14 years, every time we take a Mass count, it's always lower. For the first time in 14 years, God is stopping that trend, and Mass attendance across the diocese is up.
Amen.
One out of every four people who sit in the pew on Sunday has engaged with the resources from Dr. Brant Petrie. Okay, it's an amazing statistic. Over 8,000 people, whether at home, on their phone, at churches like ours, over 8,000 people, that's one out of every four people, are learning more about their Catholic faith right now and feel more confident in sharing that with other people. That's an amazing statistic. You may know that communication's different, and lots of you perhaps have your children who no longer go to Mass, or maybe you have your grandchildren who no longer find the church relevant because so much today is on social media, right? It's on the internet. Diocese of Houma Thibodaux has the number one social media presence in the state of Louisiana of all the dioceses. 2017, last year, our total social media or digital media presence, check this out, 3.3 million, right? So communication's up. We're relevant again in people's lives. Some amazing things are happening. Here's one that gets me happy right here. 90% of our priests say they have more hope now than they did 3 years ago. And 3 out of every 4 of our priests right now admit that they are having a renewal in their vocation as we speak right now. It's across the diocese. Young guys like Father Bryce and energetic guys like Father Mitch and some of our older guys and some of our foreign guys. 3 out of every 4 priests right now say this is one of the best times in their priesthood. It's an amazing time for us. And God's blessing us in practical ways. We developed a strategic plan and we needed money for it. And God blessed us with almost $500,000 in 6 months. To pay for the plan, to make sure that it doesn't cost anybody any extra money, to make sure that we stay within budget. So great things are happening in our diocese, and a lot of that is because of your generosity, and that's what a lot of my life has been like since I last saw you.
Well, I got ordained a priest, and wow, everything that I've learned a lot over these 8 years of formation. I learned a lot from books. I learned a lot from other people. I learned a lot in parishes in the summer. I learned a lot from you 18 months ago. Three practical things of being a priest have been overwhelming, I guess, to me. Number one, like, I'm invited into, like, the biggest moments of people's lives. Like, children are born, like your children, your grandchildren, and you call me, hey, I want, like, my baby baptized. People are deciding, hey, I am going to spend the rest of my life married to this person. And what do? You call me. Say, hey, I need God's grace, and I want a sacrament. So you come. Biggest moments of your life. And then one of the things that I got to do a lot over the past 6 months is I got to visit the nursing homes and to visit the hospitals and to be with families at the end of life. And I can tell you that there's something profound, something that I read about in books, that I heard about, that I learned a little bit about, but something that's different, like about being a father. I get to experience some of the biggest moments in people's lives, and as if that wasn't enough, I get to say Mass. And I get to hear confessions. Like, so, and that's really all that my life has been. I mean, that's been my life for the past 6 months. Saying Mass, hearing confessions, and being with people. And y'all, I think I told some of you individually, like, I don't really know what I expected being a priest. But I tell you what, it's way better than I ever expected.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I think Father Bryce and I would agree that it very much feels like coming home. Just this past week as we arrived on Monday, probably the highlight for me in these last 6 days has been just daily Mass. It's been great to be back at daily Mass and to hear the Alleluia being sung and all the beautiful things that are there. And I think just to see people all over again. New Year's Day Mass at 7:30 was a profound experience for me of just recognizing lots of familiar faces and knowing a lot of stories and a real anticipation in my own heart to hear more of the story since I last saw you. But it's been great being back just to see you, to see people. People that I know I have a love for, and I look forward to hearing more about what God's been doing in life. But the highlight for me being back has been daily Mass and just seeing a lot of people.
Yeah, I was particularly struck by a particular group of people, our staff. Like, our staff is full of dedicated and, like, skilled people. So that to come in, like, to an office full of people who not only, like, do their job faithfully and do their job well, but to come in a group of people who just love Jesus and who want to be a team working for Jesus has been a blessing to me. One way that was kind of, like, incarnated was that just yesterday, I was here getting ready to say Mass just because Father Mark had the morning Mass, and I was going to say Mass, and just at a moment's notice, I said, hey, y'all want to go to Mass? It was lunchtime. And everybody that was on campus, they said, yeah, let's go to Mass. They didn't have to. They wanted to. They took their time, like, to come and to be with Jesus. And time's, like, something you can't get back. So I've been struck just by living in the office, in the environment of, like, people who, hey, like, let's be all about Jesus.
There's a lot that's new in the midst of everything. Certainly, it's new for the Bryce to be able to say Mass for the staff, but there's a whole lot that's new in all of our lives. And yeah. I think that the one thing that we all have in common together right now is all of us as a parish family, we're all in some transition right now. As we together, as a parish family, as we commission Father Mitch for a very specific ministry and vocations ministry, and at St. Thomas, as we commission him for that, that certainly brings transition, and we're all in transition together. Father Bryce and I, all of us together, we're all in transition together. And I think what gives me hope today is not only how beautiful you are, but I think what gives me hope is how reliable God is in the midst of everything. And if we all together know one thing together, if we look at our lives, we've been here before. If we look at our lives and our history, what we know is that God can be trusted. And if we keep our eyes on the Lord, we will discover all over again that we can trust God. Amen?
Amen. So today, like, the church puts right in front of us the example of the Magi. The Magi, the wise men. And the wise men trusted three things. The wise men trust what they see happening. The wise men trust the scriptures, and the wise men trust what God is doing right now. So imagine this. The wise men, they come to Herod and they say, hey, we saw his star arise in the east, and we have come to find the king. The wise men were watching. The wise men were waiting. And when they saw the sign, we don't know exactly what the sign it was, but we know that they were waiting. And when they saw whatever they saw in the sky, they said, we are going. And that had consequences. They packed up all their stuff. They got their camel. And they walked. They rode. Maybe 2 weeks. More than likely for 2 years. To go find the newborn king. Because they trusted that God would lead them. They saw what was going on. And they trusted that God would lead them. The wise men trusted in the scriptures because wisdom from the world wasn't enough, right? They got to Jerusalem and they went to the palace where they thought the king was going to be, and lo and behold, the newborn king, he ain't there. So where is he? Where's the king? And they start asking questions that go like beyond what they can figure out by themselves. And what do? They open the Bible. They call the scripture scholars and they say, where's the king? They call the priests. Where's the king? And they listen to the word of God, which says, in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. So what do? They sit down and they think about Bethlehem. No, they get up and they go. Yo, they don't know where Bethlehem is. But they get up and they go. They trust that God would lead them. And then what happens? They get up, they don't know where Bethlehem is, they leave, and lo and behold, there's a star. The church fathers say that star was more than likely an angel that God sent to guide them. By their trust, they opened their hearts, and God provided. God was ready to give them what they needed. All they had to do was trust that God would lead them. And that's what God's doing now. They get out of the palace. They don't know where to go. They go to Bethlehem and they say, where in Bethlehem are we going to find the king? How are we going to find it? Imagine if you had to go on foot and find a toddler in Choctaw. How long would that take you? How hard would that be? But God provided, because he's in the star, he sent the angel to guide them straight to Jesus. So they trusted what they saw happening. They trusted the scriptures, which they picked up on what they read. and not even waiting. They trusted in what God was doing for them right now in the present.
So I think a lot of us, our whole parish family together right now, we can probably learn a lot from the Magi. Let's start with the Magi. They saw something happening, and they paid attention to it. And I think it's important for us to just acknowledge just for a moment that a lot has happened in all of our lives, certainly since I last saw you 2.5 years ago, certainly since Father Bryce last saw you, since he's been ordained, and like we're all a little different. Our parish family is different today than it was 2.5 years ago. You've grown. Numerically, there are new faces that are here. You've experienced God in powerful ways. Father Mitch did a great job in pastoring you. And so even though we are both familiar with our experience of Christ the Redeemer, we both acknowledge that we have to get to know you all over again, because God has done some beautiful things in your life, and we want to get to know that. We want to get to know you all over again. What that means is that Father Bryce and I, as we have prayed about our joining this family, want to be really intentional, we want to be really discerning, and we want to be really deliberate. We have no plans for any immediate changes. We just want to get to know you all over again. I'd love to hear what's happened in your life in the last 2.5 years. I'd love to hear the stories, and you can remind me of some of the ones that maybe I forgot about. But what's really important for us together as we are in transition, learning from the Magi, is for us to get to know you all over again. I'm a different priest than I was 2.5 years ago. I've learned a lot about me. I've learned a lot about our diocese. I've learned a lot about my weaknesses. I've learned a lot about the strategic plan. I've learned a lot about parish life. And as I kind of join the family again, we need time for you to get to know me. And we need time to get to know Father Bryce. And so as we notice the Magi noticing what's happening, that's one thing that can guide us as we find ourselves together back again.
So in the midst of all that's happening, with the Magi are an example for us in that they go to Scripture. There's a great line in the Catechism that Father Mark showed me a long time ago. It says that the book of Scripture can encounter the book of life. So the book of our life and the book of Scripture can go together, and Scripture will speak to our personal and our particular experience. And so the Magi knew that God had plans. The Magi chose to seek God that they might find him. Jeremiah 29 says this. You've heard it before. So, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And so on and so on and so forth. And right after that, he says this. God says this. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And so, in the midst of what's happening, if we learn from the Scriptures and seek him with all of our hearts, if we open our Bible and let God encounter us by seeking him with everything we got, like then we're going to find the star. Then we're going to see the stars that God's putting in our lives. And then it's going to be really clear. It might be really hard, but it's going to be really clear like where God is leading us now.
And where God has us now is, I just want to name for us this afternoon, We're all in a little bit of change, like new faces up here and a rhythm and getting to know each other again. Some of us love change. Some of us, change is really exciting and opens up new possibilities. So for some of us, as we find ourselves together, like experiencing some change, maybe for some of us, that's really exciting.
Some of us, though, like we're more hesitant, more reserved. For some of us, like, change is hard. And so the question is, like, what do we do with that? And there's a natural fear, and maybe there's a fear of stuff that's come up from the past.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks would naturally ask a question. And I think there's a question that is presented to us, all of us together today. Our whole family, our whole parish, we're all asking a question. Most people would say the question is, how do you feel about the transition? But I don't think that's the question. I think there's one question for all of us, and it's a question that I've learned from you, and that is, do we trust God in the transition? We all have lots of emotions. We all have different things that are going through our heart. But there's only one question that is presented to us today as a parish family. Do we trust that God is with us? And do we trust that God is going to guide us in the transition?
And that's what we learn from the Magi. That's what we learn from Mary and Joseph, who go from Nazareth to Bethlehem, from Bethlehem to Egypt, back from Egypt, almost to Bethlehem and to Nazareth. We learn from the Magi, we learn from Mary, we learn from Joseph that if we trust God, He will lead us. So long as we keep our eyes on Him, that we're going to be going where He wants us to go.
And I think it's important for us to trust even in the specific details of it all. To be honest with you, the fact that that I got a call 2.5 years ago, or that Father Mitch got a call most recently, it's easy for us when we make those announcements to say, well, the bishop said this and the bishop wants this. Here's the thing. Father Mitch being called into vocations ministry, that's not of his desire, his doing. I didn't leave 2.5 years ago because I wanted to. I love you. But God was calling. Okay? So we may have used language in the last several months of a bishop or personnel committee or this or that. Here's the thing. God is doing something right now. And there's one question for all of us. We trust that God is with us together in the transition. And if we can keep our eyes on Him, we can keep our eyes on the Lord in the midst of everything. And instead of looking for anything else for security, if we keep our eyes on the Lord, that I promise you, because God is the one who's leading us, God will be the one that will bless us. Amen?
Amen. So Father Mark and I, we just ask that you pray for us. There's a lot to do, a lot to learn, and we just want to hear the Lord. We want to be docile, we want to be little, we want to be humble. And so, pray for us, please.
In fact, let's pray together right now for God's blessings upon all of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father, we come before you with grateful hearts and yet trusting hearts. We ask that you pour forth your blessings upon our parish family here at Christ Redeemer. Give us a sense to be present to the present moment. Give Father Bryce and I the grace to be still, to be intentional and discerning, to be focused on people and to listen. Give all of us as a parish family the graces that we need to keep our eyes focused on you. May your kingdom come and your will be done in all of our lives. We ask that you bless us today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.